بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. The last time we discussed the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is المقيت. المقيت, that being who creates and conveys provisions to the entire creation, that is Allah سبحانه وتعالى. That all sustenance, whether spiritual, whether emotional, whether physical, all sustenance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the demand from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us sustenance so that we remember Allah. Allah ta'ala made the mind, Allah made the tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all our faculties, perceptions to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our food also we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you partake of the food and the outcome of it also, when a person now is being gymming, so that's on his place also, with the correct intention, the correct place, the right place, the right time. Then too also should not be that a person is gymming or he's doing some exercise and his focus is on himself. That too is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be that he becomes self-centered, conceited, that he becomes about myself, my outlook. Our entire existence is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise belongs to Allah. Should not be at any given time that I want anyone to praise me or my eyes fall upon myself. Even our musturat, our women folk at home also, whether it be the cooking and the baking, the taking for the in-laws or the going for a function, it's only for the pleasure of Allah. Sometimes we're having a dawah at home also. Alhamdulillah, we prepared very well, we have the caterers and we're waiting for someone to say it was very well organized. Then to don't forget at that time, Ya Allah, you did it. It is for the pleasure of Allah. Sometimes we're taking jama'ats home. We feed them only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's pleasure. For this, we have to have all the time in our heart, in our minds, before the amal, during the action, after the action. The heart is called qalb. Qalb in Arabic refers to something that is not stagnant. It's always moving and changing. So the heart is also the same. That is why when they do a bypass, you got to freeze the heart, so to say, so they can work on it. So it's always moving. So the heart, the spiritual heart is just the same. It's always moving. The intentions are changing all the time. So Allah Ta'ala, give us the mind, give us the heart to always connect to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remember Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are eating also, to remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and also to remember Ya Allah partaking of this meal to get energy to make your ibadat. To I'm consuming your ni'mat, your bounty, to remember you and to obey you, not to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had supper tonight, alhamdulillah. Allah ta'ala gave us a beautiful meal. And how delicious, how we relish the meal also. Not that now we sleep tonight and must fajr tomorrow. Ya Allah, I slept on a full belly and I woke up in the morning with an empty heart. There's no fajr salah, no takbir ula. So many, what a loss it was. To miss one Fajr namaz is such a loss. The one is now the Salah itself. At the time of Fajr Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distributing sustenance. And then Tasbih Fatimi, how much of a reward for one month, subhanallah. Hazrat says full disguise. Hazrat says full disguise would reward. Full disguise, the earth, the space between the earth and the sky, full it would reward. You think, Ya Allah, how want to full it? How much amal must I do to full the space between the earth and the skies with reward? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. Subhanallah alhamdulillah fills the space between the skies and the earth. Just Subhanallah. Full up already. Alhamdulillah, full up already. So I must just the fajr namaz. One is the nuqsan and the harm of missing the fajr. And we're just talking about the tasbih Fatimi after that. That one Subhanallah I missed. That one subhanallah I must is such a loss. I got to fill up the skies and the earth with so much of a reward for myself. Tasbih Fatimi, then the sunnah du'as, after the first salah, then the wazaif, then the dhikr, then the Quran tilawat. So how much of a loss that I eat the bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but I did not use it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I'm eating also, the niyat has to be there, Ya Allah, I'm eating this food, and before that also, in my business, my occupation, whatever I am doing at that moment when I'm so busy, Allah, this is for your ibadat. I'm doing all this. Hazrat says, now we are so busy in the shop. I enjoy the till is making noise all the time. It's like zikr to the ears. What music? Zikr to the ears. That how is MashaAllah, the takings of good things are happening. EFTs are coming through, the card machine is moving, alhamdulillah. Today was a good day. But don't forget, what's it for? What is this for? Is that for the bank manager? Is that to pay some insurance or some medical aid or some haram avenue? Yalla, this must go to your obedience and your ibadat. Once the niyat is there, then the food also will become halal. Like how Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi says, that to get khushu in salah, to get concentration in salah, doesn't start at the time of iqama or the time of takbir ula. Concentration in salah starts already way before that, the time of wudu. When I'm making my wudu already, the cell phone is off. How many times we find a person in the wudu khana, halfway through his wudu, washing his right hand and the phone rings. He forgets the left hand and he's gone. And he's on the phone call. That's the time already to put off the engine of dunya. Now proceeding to akhirat. The Tani rahmatullah alayhi says, amongst the eight wisdoms of wudu, is that this is a break point now, cut off point, from my dunya to my akhirat. Allah is giving me 5 times a day a chance to cut away, break away now. Completely. Now you are making wudu, now you are focusing, mustahab to face the qibla, sit down, use the miswak, make wudu according to sunnah, with all the du'as. Now I'm preparing myself to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main supplier. I'm going to meet the main supplier, not the Chinaman. I'm going to meet Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He's the main supplier. I'm going to go there, how Allah ta'ala wants me. How Allah ta'ala wants me. Now one person was saying recently, he went to China, and he says he met the supplier, and he realized that person, when he used to speak to him on the WhatsApp, he didn't know a stitch of English, but on the WhatsApp he was speaking English. Then he realized it was all Google Translate. Now he says, for hours I spent with him, but speaking to him in the car via Google Translate. Subhanallah. How many of us did translation of Quran Sharif to learn my last 10 surahs translation? But now to communicate with the supplier, now I'll take out the Google Translate. Now the dollars and the pounds and the riyals are talking now. So now I gotta do it. That translation, I will do it now because I gotta move my dunya, to move my akhirat, to move my salah, to learn my last 10 surahs, the tarjumah and translation. And now it's all available, alhamdulillah. It's everything so easy just to learn it. Do one line a day, one line a day. So my shauq and my desire increases in salah. So the break point, the cut-off point is wudu. That is why Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahimullah would say that person who's thrifty in using wudu water, the person who's thrifty in using wudu water, then his entire life will be thrifty also. The person who wastes water during wudu, his entire life will be israf and wastage. But they also so particular how we use the water. Even at the riverside is mentioned, if you're making wudu at the riverside, even there to waste water is israf. I think, how is israf there? It means that you're using more water than you should be using, even though the water is flowing. Now you're washing more than 3 times, or you're just wasting water, you're splashing away. That also is considered as wastage. So when there's wastage, that's why our Kabir say, if your salah is right, entire life is right. For salah to be correct, my wuzu has to be correct, my taharat has to be correct, my istinja has to be correct. And to go to istinja is another whole topic altogether, the high pan, the low pan, the eastern pan, where the sunnah now is coming out from the ummah completely. It's coming out completely. Recently one brother told me also, he said, I built a double story house, but alhamdulillah, one relative was saying, I built a double story house, quite a few houses he built. He said, alhamdulillah, every floor, every bedroom has an ensuite with 2 toilets. Low pan and a high pan. Even though they might not use it, but I still put it. Because you must realize this is the sunnah. Should not be that they never saw generations coming down. They said, I put on every floor in the house, in every ensuite, high pan and low pan. This is the sunnah. So when it comes to wudu, the wudu is correct. There's a cut-off point already. I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no talking during wudu. Cell phone is off. I'm focusing myself. I'm going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned about him, when the adhan would used to go, then he used to turn pale. Then my Allah is calling. My Allah is calling me. Already his face is to turn color. Ya Allah, my Allah is calling me. And then he used to hasten towards salah. The Aisha radiallahu anha has to say, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when adhan used to be called out, just before adhan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be so friendly in the house. Absolutely friendly, down to earth, talking, smiling with the family. When adhan used to go, she used to say, as if we became strangers to him. We became like he didn't know us. Now may Allah is calling. And now he is hastening towards salah. Now we can imagine now, one is our normal salah time when we're still busy in the business. Azan is gone already. And yes, Azan is gone. Juma Azan is gone already. There's no even ihsas or perception. Fajr namaz, here Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Aisha says we became strangers at the time of Adhan. Should not be at Fajr time, we're still in the bed with the wife. Here she became a stranger, and here now we can't leave the bed. And our salah is going after salah. How much of nuqsan? Hazrat says that Tamam Barakatu, a person is driving his vehicle. And just for a few moments, he just looks to the right or to the left or looks up to his phone, not realizing the car in front put dead brakes. Just a bit of ghaflat, little bit of negligence, heedlessness. Mind just now wandered a bit, and before he knows it now, he's already in an accident. He banged into the person. Just his tawajjuh went away a little bit. He says, now how it hold? He said, Ya Allah, supposed to be a nice Sunday afternoon, taking a drive with the family. And now, the car got damaged, panel beater, breakdown service, somebody got hurt, ambulance, paramedics, whole day is gone. Just a few moments of negligence. We know in dunya, how much of nuqsan and harm happens, just a bit of negligence in the business place. That worker knows now, the cameras are on me, but he knows where's the blank spot, where's the blind spot. Somehow from there he took out the stuff. And he thought, how come I didn't cover that corner? Already I lost so much. And how upset you get with yourself now. How you get upset with yourself. How I let this happen. Little bit nuqsan of dunya and you feel the pain. How much of pain. Hazrat says this is only for dunya. This is the nuqsan. But when it comes to the harm of my deen, there now I don't perceive anything. I don't perceive anything. I just miss this amal, or miss that salah, or that takbir ula, or that tasbih, or my dhikr, or Quran for the day. You should feel the pain in the heart. Ya Allah, how it happened? How I just missed it? How I slipped like that? So this pain should come in the heart. That every amal is so precious to me. Every amal. That positive amal and the negative amal. How I fell into this guna and sin. How did it happen? So this we have to remind ourselves every day. Every day. That is why we find in the path of Allah, we go in Jama'at, they say, give the hour 25 times a day. Speak about Allah 25 times a day. The Tani will say, Rahmatullah Ali, some weakness in my life, then I speak about it. Then I speak about it. Some weakness or some evil habit of that has come into me, crept into me, then I speak about it so it comes out. And if I want something to come into my life, then I speak about it. For this reason, we say, ta'alim is so important in the house, everyday ta'alim. If my salah is kamzor and weak, my salah is weak, I can't make it, especially now Fajr is so early. 4:20, 4:25 is early. But if I want this to come into my life, then what we should do is every night at home, Fazal al-Amal, they have the chapter, the warnings of discarding salah wa jama'at. The warnings on discarding salah wa jama'at. Read one hadith there every day. Every day take one hadith from there. I read it for the next 40 days. Different hadith, a person who misses one salah or jama'at as if now his entire property and all his family has been destroyed. Here, right now we are in Gaza. We say, Ya Allah, whole family destroyed. One survivor only. Entire property, home, family. One brother lost 40 family members. One lost 20 family members. Hadith Sharif, we say, you missed one namaz. Everything is gone. Your bank balance. In the court of Allah, you are a pauper, you got nothing. This hadith you have to read every day before we sleep. For the next 40 days, read it till it comes into me that now there's a loss happening in my business. There's a loss happening in my home right now. There's a genuine loss. That now, I just turn my attention away for a split second and now there's an accident. Yeah, I slept through salah, or I missed the jama'at, or I missed the takbir ula. It's not a matter of a panel beater, or getting a coat, or fixing the vehicle, and coming right. I took a knock on my akhirat. One person was making dua to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and wali of Allah. He had some dunya need, and he's making dua, Ya Allah, I need so much, I need this, I need that. And that whole dua of his, he fell asleep. In his sleep, he sees a beautiful palace. never saw in his life. What a beautiful building. Decorated, the garden is done, alhamdulillah. And he walks around and every nook and corner of that palace has been designed to the best quality. Never seen in his life a design like this. As he walks around and he comes to one corner of the building and he sees it's damaged. The bricks are damaged. As if somebody now plowed into it, somebody broke into it. So he asks the person with him, say, what happened over here? And whose palace is this? This is your palace. So what happened to this corner? Say, dua you're making for dunya, so we just transferred it to your dunya. This portion of your akhirat, Allah Ta'ala transferred it. So enjoy it in dunya. So he woke up and said, Ya Allah, I don't want it. I'll make somebody else keep it there. Here we know the builder, he just messes up one tile only. He says, strip it, take it out. Carpenter comes also, he's not aligned, he says, take it out. I paid for this, I want it to the T. Now we think, Jannat, okay, I got some of it is alright. But the regret will come in the heart, Ya Allah, what happened over here? The little bit knock now. So with my amal also, it shouldn't be that I'm taking a knock every day, and battling with my salah, trying to get my salah right. This fikr has to come as a full-time job, preoccupation of the mind, of the heart to be there for my salah. Everything rotates around it. So one is to get my salah correct. So whatever I am partaking of, I'm taking in, that is primarily for the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm eating this food, the niyat right now is Ya Allah, so my salah becomes correct. My taharat, my wudu, my a'mal become correct. And at the same time, as we mentioned last week, Ya Allah, I'm taking in halal, it should not be with this halal food I'm doing haram. That I'm eating halal food, but I'm doing haram. I'm taking in halal food, Ya Allah, you provided for me, alhamdulillah, you've given me the means, but with the same tongue now, with the same mouth, I'm eating haram also. I'm eating the flesh of my Muslim brother or sister. That absolutely is the worst type of haram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less in regards to ghibat, backbiting. Al-ghibatu shaddu min al-zina, aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That ghibat and backbiting is worse than fornication and adultery also. And ajib muhaddisin explain how come it's worse. We know fornication and the person is involved in adultery, his iman leaves the heart. He's suspended at that time. Iman actually is suspended when he's involved in that vile and that illicit action. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that all will understand it's haram that. Even if you're a non-Muslim too, you know that it's haram. That's permissible. But he says ghibat is worse than that. To backbite someone is worse than that. You're partaking of Allah Ta'ala's halal food and sustenance Allah Ta'ala has made intizam for you and arrangement for you around the world for the food to come to your table. The housewife also, how much she puts her hands into the pots and makes all that nice food. And now over the food, we are speaking about somebody else. So much effort she's put into it, and now she's making ghibat, eating halal food. But at the same time now you're eating haram. Now we can imagine the amount of knock we're taking on our spiritual heart. That you're eating halal, but you're speaking haram. So this ghibat and backbiting, as we're discussing Allah Ta'ala, is the one that sends provisions. Also provisions of what we speak. That we should be so careful about what we are saying also. That we don't eat the flesh of a dead Muslim brother. Making his ghibat. Ghibat is worse. Ulama explained because when he comes to zina, it's short-lived. And a person knows if he's terrible thereafter. Whereas when it comes to ghibat and backbiting, people enjoy it. They take relish. They get excited. Tell me more, what happened? And then, what she said, what he said, what they did, what happened? Zina, we know, cover it up. But when it comes to ghibat, the person enjoys it. And he's destroying somebody's honor, dignity, somebody's character. Whereas when it comes to zina, it's only yourself. It's your zati and your personal guna and sin. When it comes to ghibat, sometimes it's one person, two people, sometimes a whole family also. Hazrat says even worse than that, you're sitting in the haram of Makkatul Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Such pure places. You're sitting there. For this reason, Hazrat says, many a person goes for Hajj once in a lifetime. They go there for Hajj. Pure place, clean place. But saying dirty things and thinking dirty also. that now we're thinking that nation or that people or those people from a certain country, they are so dirty, they don't know Paki, Napaki, look at them how they are. Sitting right in the haram, pure place but dirty thoughts. Then you will say also, hey, the country there, the nation there, those people there, they don't know Tahara, Paki, Napaki, see the toilet, see the bathroom. Allah Ta'ala save us, Hazrat says you've made ghibat of the entire nation. How are you going to ask the entire nation for mafi? The whole nation, the whole nationality, you made ghibat of them. Sitting right in the haram sharif, what you went for to clean the heart, but just with the tongue now, we polluted your entire mind, body, existence. Just on ghibat only, but Allah is giving you halal, zamzam to you drinking, kajur to you eating. Taqwa won't come automatically, taqwa is an effort. Taqwa is an effort that I have to get this taqwa in my tongue, in my eyes, in my heart. So when it comes to ghibat, it's such a vile action. And as it says, become so common now in mashwaras, amongst ulama also, amongst deendar people. Hazrat will say also on the day of Jumu'ah that young alim gave the bayan. Alhamdulillah, it's coming up. He tried, he prepared the bayan. And then the family men get together after Salat of Jumu'ah and we're having lunch together. And then we'll ask one another, by the way, you went for Jumu'ah. Who gave the bayan there? Mashallah, he gave the bayan. By you when I went there, who gave the bayan? Yeah, one lighty, one youngster gave the bayan. Doesn't know what he was talking also. Irrelevant. So he'll be talking about what's happening in the world, he's talking about namaz and taharat. Hazrat says that is most relevant. If you go in the qabr tonight, Allah Pak will ask you about what's happening in the world. Allah will ask you what's happening in your world. How was your namaz? How was your Quran? How was your amal? How was your zakat? Or what do you say? Irrelevant. I speak something pertinent. Even his grammar was alright, presentation was alright, language too was okay. That's why you must do metric, these boys. You mustn't go to madrasa. You must do metric first. How many of us went to metric? We can't give 2 minute bayan also. So you must go to metric so you can learn to speak. We all went to metric. Nobody did book reviews. Nobody became an expert talker. We all were ducking it that time. So you must do metric. But now you know the language in the school also. As a youngster to spell words also, they don't know how to spell nowadays. So he says, now we're sitting on the lunch table, and now what's happening? May ghibat of the alim. That day is like this. Hazrat says, bhai, for Allah's sake is better, you eat the makruh prawns, but don't chow the alim. Spare him. That's haram to eat. Don't eat his flesh. And how will enjoy it? And then from there, you'll go to another alim, the ulama, and it will just go on after that. Not realizing, Allah has given us and such a nice meal we're having right now. Such a nice meal we're having right now, but how we spoiled the vessel of the heart. The vessel of the tummy got full, but the vessel of the heart got spoiled completely just because of ghibat. Just started on one thing, how was the bayan? And from there, shaitan put the syrup on the wall. And how the whole fitna starts thereafter. So this ghibat, ulama explains, one of the worst things. We eat in halal food, but we should refrain from ghibat also. There's some beautiful points mentioned in this article, we'll just go through it also. So here, Hazrat mentions also, the slandering and backbiting and bad-mouthing fellow Muslims have become something of a pastime. Whether it be on the chats also. Alright, you heard what happened, and it carries on thereafter. Much pleasure is derived by the nafs. Nafs enjoys it, loves it to speak about people and to bring them down. To bring their reputation down, the nafs enjoys this. It thrives on it. Much amusement, excitement and thrills are experienced when we cut the reputation, eat at the character and chew at the personality of innocent Muslims. This, the nafs enjoys its character assassination. To the silent flute of shaitan we dance. This is silent flute of shaitan, this tongue. Silent flute of shaitan that is playing in the heart. And now how we move. And how the ears open up. How the ears open up. Now we do hear more about it. You see, we jive, clap hands and echo his song of destruction and mayhem about that family. They are like this, they are like that. Their father told business too wasn't right. And how we'll go to detail. We don't know really what happened. We just heard hearsay. But we'll build upon that. And the nafs just enjoys this. You see, how the mouths? Saliva comes into the mouth and the tongues roll out the reams of rumors. Did you hear? Did you know? With open mouths and wide eyes, rolling eyes, we exclaim, oh, how oh, how our fingers madly sprint to the text. If you find out now really what happened. Guess what messages about go around. The emirs gallop madly in the race to the first to read the slander. The phone lines get hot with lengthy conversations of how bad this one and that one is. The whole thing starts from there, the ghibat. Alright. Now, certain family went for a da'wat also. Now they will come back, then the family ladies ask, how was it? How was the da'wat? They don't want to say something good. No, no, no. If it was too good also, or it was extravagant. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We knew it will be extravagant. If it was good too, then it's not good. It wasn't so good also, say shame. They tried. They don't have style, the family. They don't have style. So, nothing is good for us. And Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We find many a person when we speak, there's nothing good we have to say. There's nothing good. Many a person we meet nowadays, ask him anything, it's only bad news. One is fake news. One is bad news. There's nothing really good to say about anybody. Whereas the core and the crux of Sharia in deen is that deenun nasiha, deen is well-wishing. Wish well for everybody. Wish well, and some people make it their work also to know about everyone and only the bad about them. So you ask a person anything about that one, oh, you don't know about it. I don't talk about it, leave it. But, and then it will start. Then it will start after that. But I'm just telling you so you know. But I'm not afraid to tell him on his face also. That is still ghibat. That is still ghibat. Ulama say, what is ghibat? Sahaba ikram asked Nabi alayhi salatu, what is ghibat? Ghibat is to speak something about someone that if he comes to know about it, he will dislike it. Meaning, it is found in him. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you mention something about your Muslim brother which is not in him, that is slander. So to speak something about someone that is in him and he would dislike you mention that about him, that is ghibat. But how we qualify it? Disclaimer. We say it about him, he is like that or she is like that. I'm not afraid, I'll tell him on his face too. That's even worse, you know, break his heart. This is absolutely impermissible. So this is how we say, no, I can say it because I'll tell him on his face also. Not permissible. The person will hide and conceal the fault of a Muslim in this world. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will conceal that person's faults. Allah will conceal him. Allah will open up to the extent, it's mentioned in kitabs, that even if a person sees a person engaged in the vile act of zina and adultery, he sees the person doing it, what is the masala? The masala is don't report it. Don't divulge it, don't disclose it. If you have to go to the qazi in a Muslim country, then you need four witnesses. You need four witnesses to prove that you saw the person engaged in that action. But the teaching of Sharia is then too you conceal him. Don't divulge it. Even the person himself who has done it. When the one Sahabi radiallahu anhu got involved with this act and he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, zanaytu. I made zina. Nabi of Allah turned his face away. He came to the other side. O Nabi of Allah, I did this. Nabi alayhi salatu turned his face, chased him away. He came a third time. He came a fourth time. Then Nabi of Allah asked him, do you know what is zina? Biman, mata, aina, with who, when, how? You sure you know what you're talking about? Then too, he repelled him four times, trying to go away, showing that I don't know about your fault, you even concede your fault. Allah concealed you, don't divulge it. To that extent, Allah Ta'ala has concealed the person, don't open up the fault. But now there's so much of excitement now in opening up the fault. You know what happened? You know what happened? He got caught at the customs, and all things starts. One thing. So this, we partaking of a halal, we should be so careful we don't get involved in haram talk. Sometimes at the da'wat also, enjoying the food, Allah's ni'mat and bounty, we should make a shukr of Allah. But now we're breaking the command of Allah. And we're enjoying now the flesh of a Muslim brother or a Muslim sister. That is why Hazrat says, when a person deliberately backbites, is causing untold harm to himself, not to that person. Izzat is from Allah. Honor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِهْدِكَ الْخَيْرُ Ya Allah, you give honor and you give disgrace. And all goodness is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know well that even as he rips reputations to pieces and paints black with his tongue the image of a fellow Muslim, he is in reality destroying both his worldly and everlasting life. You're trying to destroy his reputation, his dunya, but the reality is you're destroying your akhirah by speaking about him. That's why we're saying, many a person nowadays, you meet him, there's nothing really good he has to say. He's only bad news, something bad about someone. Very rarely now you'll find someone saying, MashaAllah, that person, alhamdulillah, what a wonderful person. Yes, we don't overpraise people also, but we have a good heart and a good mind, because deen is well-wishing for everyone. The vapor of the poison of hatred, which he spreads through his ghibat, will sooner or later overpower that person himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises zulam and oppression. You are making zulam on that person, you are darkening his reputation. Zulam is darkness. So when you make a ghibat, in reality now you are consuming darkness. You are yourself now entering to a dark space. Allah hates darkness. So you are spoiling your own akhirat. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves truth and justice. When you slander and backbite about any of the innocent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cause havoc and fitna. This is big fitna. And you can see nowadays, with the media also, with the fake news and the incorrect news, alright, we read it so much also, that we begin to quote it, we begin to think like that, and we begin to speak like that. We cause destruction and chaos, we ruin and damage. Sins differ in scope and nature. Some sins are restricted to oneself. When it comes to ghibat, like it involves other people. Only the person misses salah. And his own individual sin, that is, that he will have to answer Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah once in the day of qiyamah, Allah can overlook it. Alright, you missed your salah, you overslept, you in a deep sleep. That now is beyond your control sometime. So that Allah will forgive you. But now you don't have intention to wake up, you didn't make a plan, you didn't have someone to wake you up, etc. Then you'll be liable for it. But Allah Ta'ala, if He wants, He can forgive His rights. But when it comes to huququl ibad and the rights of people, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell the person, I can't forgive you for that. Then you'll have to go to so and so person. So one is, now we say that what I'm telling you is the truth about that person. It is the truth. Even though it's the truth, it is still ghibat. It's still ghibat, it's still backbiting the person. And now to go and tell him on his face and break his heart. And then what happens, people do? They make ghibat of so and so, and then meet him in the masjid. Say, my, just to tell you something, make maaf, but I made you ghibat. He puts a disclaimer first, make maaf, I made you ghibat. That's the worst thing to do. Then now you tell him, make maaf, that I made you ghibat, now already you broke his heart. And now you tell him, but I can't tell you what it is. So this is the correct thing to do. Now you're putting so much doubts in his heart. All this time he had a clear heart about you. Clear mind about you, now you put the seed in his heart. Here, our Shaykh teaches us, as Hakim Sahib Abu Dada, Shaykh says, Rahmatullah Ali, that if you made ghibat of someone, you made ghibat of someone, on the day of Qiyamah, you will have a claim against you. In this dunya, we know somebody has a claim against me. And now, right now, what you're seeing around the world is happening. When there's any news, and there's claims in the media, what's the first thing? Evidence. Evidence, or is debunked, not acceptable. You become a laughing stock. But you're just making claims. Imagine now we make so many claims, and no, I just heard. No, I know. Whether it's factual, really, who told you? Where you heard this? Is it true? Not true? Qiyamah's day, you have to bring all the records. Now prove everything. Now somebody has a claim against us. We know how we feel. Qiyamah's day is a claim against me. How am I going to bring all the proof now? So many people I spoke about, so many things I had said about people, etc. Therefore, the Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Alayh, that yes, we can't go and ask them, all of them, for ma'afi. But what we can do, he says that he taught us to read three times Suratul Ikhlas and send it to the ruh and the heart of that certain person I made ghibat of. Doesn't mean now I've got this amal and I can make ghibat wholesale. So I'll read Surah Ikhlas whole day also and send for everyone. No, no, no. Doesn't work like that. Allah will take away tawfiq to read it also. So if I fell into it, for the past, present, so whoever I can remember, Suratul Ikhlas three times, ya Allah, is sending the reward of the Suratul Ikhlas to the ruh and the soul of certain person. Qiyamah Zayah Zayah Hakim Zayah will say, Rahmatullah, the person will come and seek in his records, you spoke this about me. He said, yes, I spoke about you. So I got a claim against you. And when you go in the court of Allah, but you see, Allah said, but he sent for you Surah Ikhlas. One Quran khatam he sent for you. And that time he really need it. So what did he say? I absolve you. I make you maaf also. Because he needs a reward that time. So he says, now you must also back yourself up also now. So anybody I hurt, whether it be some family people, be some friends, business associates, anybody's ghibat I made, send for them 3 times suratul ikhlas. So in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-basir, Allah is all watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sami', the all hearing. Allah is all powerful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also patient. Allah is as-sabur. If Allah ta'ala wants to take us to task, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do it immediately. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to refrain from ghibat. And that's why you find the old people will say, if you don't make anybody's ghibat, make ghibat of your parents. Why they need the reward from you? Whether they get your reward than your enemy. Doesn't mean that you make their ghibat now. But see, if really you got a dirty habit like that, they better you speak about your parents. At least they get the reward now of your tongue, of the evil actions of your tongue. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So this is, we should be so careful when you're sitting amongst people and you start the ghibat. Try and change the topic. Let's talk about somebody, something else. Don't talk about people. And on the opposite side of it, Hasan Basri will say, rahmatullah alayhi, tanzilu rahma inda dhikri salihin. When the pious people are spoken about, Allah's rahmat comes down. Speak about pious people, about good people, about good things. And speaking about the pious people, the time you say rahmatullah alayhi, the easiest and the most passive way to reform your heart, your akhlaq, your tongue, and your faculties is to read about the pious people. You'll read about their lives and you'll see, ya Allah, how pure they were. What akhlaq they had. How they spoke to people. How they reacted to people. You read about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How they reacted. He said by reading the biographies of the pious people, that in a very, very passive way, in a very subtle way, your istihah will get made. Because when you want to do this, you remember, hey, but I read this in the kitab of a certain buzruk. That when he did this, what was the reaction, how he reacted to it, how he avoided it, then you remember. So by reading about the pious people, you will learn how to become pious also. Alright? So he says, read the biographies of pious people. So what will happen? The islah of the tongue will take place, islah of the eyes will take place, islah of the nafs will take place. By reading about them, you'll know now how to control yourself, how to speak, how not to speak. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu, Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحم الله. يا الله purify our tongues وما يا الله save us from غيبته وما يا الله from eating the flesh of Muslim brothers وما يا الله oh my Allah give us tongues of ذكر and Quran تلاوة وما يا الله tongues يا الله that will praise you وما يا الله that will speak good of your مخلوق وكريم رحم الله give us hearts of نصيحة and well wishing وكريم رحم الله يا الله save us from all haram activities وكريم رحم الله يا الله keep our tongues engage in your dhikr, in your remembrance of our hearts, our minds, our bodies, O may Allah. Give us a ladhat and the enjoyment of remembering you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O may Allah, save us from ghaflat, from negligence, from heedlessness, O may Allah. O may Allah, keep us with your istihzari and haziri, O may Allah, that you are sami', you are basir, you are all watching, all informed, all hearing, O may Allah. Keep us close to you, O may Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, give us pabandi upon our salah, our five times salah, our takbiri ula in the masjid, O may Allah. Ya Allah, save us from ever missing a salatullah wa maut, O may Allah. Give us enjoyment, O may Allah, to wake up in the dead of the night, O may Allah. Ya Allah, to praise you, to stand before you, O may Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from laziness, O may Allah. Save us from shaitan and nafs, O may Allah. O may Allah, you make decision and festa for hidayat, Ya Allah. Nobody can stop us, O may Allah. Ya Allah, if you want to wake us up, O may Allah, no one can put us to sleep, O may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq and that courage, Ya Allah, to obey every command of yours, every moment of our lives, O may Allah. To give our life and you will never break your command, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, protect our families in Gaza, O my Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah, from above them, from below them, from their right, from their left, from the front, from the back, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, O my Allah. Protect them, O my Allah. Protect the iman, the amal, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. This is your adab, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cool your anger upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, we are too weak to be tested, O my Allah. We cannot stand your anger, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we know we have angered you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no limit to your azab, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. More than a month already, O my Allah, they are being bombarded, O my Allah. Ya Allah, made to walk long distances without our food, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, take pity upon the ummah, O my Allah. O my Allah, take pity upon the ummah, O my Allah. They have lost their families, they have lost everything of this dunya. Then to O my Allah, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Then to they call out your name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bring complete deen into their lives, O my Allah. Bring the sunnah into their lives, O my Allah. Bring your ahkam and commands into their lives, O my Allah. Ya O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. In tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. O my Allah, if you punish us, if you punish them, O my Allah. Then to we are your slaves, O my Allah. Come kidar jaye. O my Allah, where do they go to, O my Allah? Where do we go to, O my Allah? It's only your door, O my Allah. O my Allah, they are still your slaves, they still belong to you, O my Allah. Wa in taghfir lahum, Ya Allah, you forgive them, O my Allah. Fa in laka antal azizul hakeem. O my Allah, you're all powerful, you're all wise, Ya Allah. Everything is in your wisdom. O my Allah, O my Allah, you love to forgive, you love to overlook. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, overlook, O my Allah. Forgive, O my Allah. Come to the assistance, O my Allah. Oh my Allah.
how much longer will their lights pass like this till the days pass, O my Allah? They don't know what's going to happen next to them, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, they haven't slept for days, O my Allah. They haven't eaten, they haven't drunk water. They haven't rested, O my Allah, the old, the young, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, only because they believe in you, O my Allah. O my Allah, if you died, they're written for you, Allah, for the kuffar. O my Allah, ya Allah, you catch them, you seize them, O my Allah, and remove them from the face of the earth. Ya Allah, shake the earth, ya Allah, below their feet, O my Allah. Open up the ground, ya Allah, swallow them into the ground. And teach them and listen to the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah. O my Allah, they have pride over their weaponry and artillery, O my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, the children of Gaza, O my Allah, they only look in the sky. And ya Allah, only you are the one that is Ni'mal Wakil, excellent one that will be the guardian, O my Allah. O my Allah, you come to the assistance, O my Allah. O my Allah, we have no pride in anything of this dunya. O my Allah, only thing we know, O my Allah, that you are all powerful, you are all wise. Ya Allah, the power belongs to you. O my Allah, unleash your power, O my Allah. Ya Allah, like how you unleash it against Abraha and the army, O my Allah, against Ad and Thamud and Fir'aun and Namrud, O my Allah. O my Allah, show your power in your Qudrat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the night of Jum'ah, O my Allah. Another Jum'ah for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, when the karguzari and reports will be given to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Oh my Allah, the pain that will go through his heart, oh my Allah. Qurbani was made for this ummah to come into existence, oh my Allah. The ummah is being butchered, ya Allah. They're being butchered, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, to the Qurbani and the dam and the blood of the shuhada and those babies, oh my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, oh my Allah. Use the plans against them, oh my Allah. Let their bombs fall upon themselves, oh my Allah. Accept the du'as of those of the harameen, oh my Allah. Accept the du'as of those who may learn an Aqsa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Aqsa to the Muslim. Ummah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to go over and over again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, soften our hearts, O my Allah. Let us make du'as for them, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Make istighfar for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma razuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mutana fi baladi rasulik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tamanna for shahadat in your path, O my Allah. Accept our wealth, our time. Ya Allah, our resources, Ya Allah, our families for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Keep us upon iman and take us with iman. Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.